You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your host, Josh, some days your dad, some days your daddy, Kinder, also known as Kinder, and I am joined today by Matthew, some days you're just a kid eating paste in class, Growl, also known as ExoMat.
Hey, man, sometimes it'd be like that.
It do be like that. First of all, we'd like to welcome any first-time listeners. If you'd like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community, please join us at mash.gg/discord, where you can meet the hosts and fellow Apex players. As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats, that's RFTI. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. We'd like to thank our partner, Chicken Coop Esports. CCE is an esports and tournament hosting organization focused on bringing players opportunities that want to take their first step into the competitive scene of Apex Legends. We are recording at 9 p.m. We're recording a little early today. We're recording at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On October 11th, 2022, and we've got a little bit of a different change to our layout this time. We are moving announcements to the end of the show now to get right into the content, but we're going to start off with the Golden Ticket. We've got an interesting little event going on with the Golden Ticket in Apex. We'll talk about that. We also have the new top-end legend in town. We have new usage reports from the pros. Then we're going to go into our question of the week and then end things off with our announcements with a few things in between, a few articles and things like that we're going to hit along the way.
All right. So on that very articulately put note, good evening, everyone. I don't know if you noticed something dropping into your games today. I did. And I was dropping into a match with my boys, Spooky and Kinder, and I noticed something funny on the right side of the screen when you're loading in. You know, the side that shows the crafting materials of the day?
Right, right.
A little something extra over there is gold. And I saw, to quote Austin Powers, right? I like gold. I just sound like a weird witch.
Anyway. In the year of our Lord, 2022, making a gold member reference.
Yeah, hey man, timeless classic, disaster that's enjoyable? I don't know. Pick one. but, yeah, you know, so, all right, so what the heck is that? It's a golden ticket. All right, well, that sounds really exciting. What the hell is it, Apex? You got to figure that one out for yourself. So, basically, no, I'm not going to do you like that.
obviously, it's Willy Wonka.
Obviously, yeah, yeah. Basically, Respawn sends you to a golden, big old chocolate factory manned by a bunch of made up creatures.
Yeah, it's this instead of Oompa Loompas, it's simulacrums.
Simulacrums, yeah. No, it's it's the creepy mannequins from Fallout.
Oh God,
Nightmare Fuel. It's Look worse. Up that creepy pastas. Those creepy pastas, if you dare.
Or the robot dudes from Alien Isolation. You ever play that?
No. Sounds cool, though.
Dude, those things are terrifying, dude. That's such a good game.
Anyway, so we got this golden ticket. What is it? How do we get it? What happens? So we'll give you that. So 125 crafting materials. It's a bit steep. Honestly, you might want a solo queue or no fill, whatever they call it, into a match. Just land far away at a crafting material area that's pretty big because you're going to need three cans of crafting materials. That's 75, and then five bins is 25, so you're gonna need 10 bins. So it's gonna take you a second, but you get all of those. You open it up, you craft it, and then not only do you get a golden ticket, but you get a fully upgraded golden weapon and some ammo for it and a golden ticket. Golden ticket's not gonna do anything for you in that game. However, golden weapon's kind of nice, except be me or Kinder today and get a hemlock. Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just the hemlock today, if it's day by day.
I got the 99.
Oh, man. Bro, get me out of this toxic lobby, dude. Oh my god, give me a hemlock. I hate the hemlock more than I ever have, and it's not because I have much of a problem with the hemlock normally. It's just that I get so locked in gun run with the hemlock, like every time. It takes me like sometimes 5 minutes to get rid of the hemlock. It's ridiculous. I hate it. Anyway. Matt crying about the hemlock in gun run part two, I think.
Electric Boogaloo.
That's really cool. And then you know, your game, you no filled, and then you just aped a bunch of squads and got zapped, and you're dead. So all right, cool. Go back to the lobby. You're queuing up for your next game. You're gonna change your game type, and whoa, what is that in the top right corner? It's actually a countdown timer for seven. For me personally, when I did this, it was 7 days and 15 hours, and it says a new home. And there's a little Apex logo on the golden ticket and a starry, nebulous background. There was a new teaser by Apex Legends, by Play Apex. Definitely worth following if you're not. And there's a little Octane comic, and he was looking. Yeah, hard work pays off. And there's another one. Shoot, I lost it. All right, well, anyway. There's a teaser, and we're going to get into that in a little while. Oh, here we go. Yeah, there's a note on the desk talking about the new map. So that's good. This is officially not teasers or leaks or anything. So, right. Yeah, so basically you get a golden ticket, and that unlocks countdown timer. Now, those with a golden ticket on that day are going to get something. I don't know if they're going to get, like, a badge like they've had in the past. All the Horizon teasers, if you did all of them, you got a special badge for that. But basically, you're going to get to access the next stage of the teaser that comes out in 7 days. So for season 15, which is coming up shortly, we'll get into that. But yeah, so.
Gotcha.
So I think it's going to be Tuesday the 18th or Wednesday the 19th. But in any case, that's when the next teaser is going to come out. So yeah, it's almost certain that the next map is Boreas. It's actually related to an arenas map, but in any case, you get your nice thing. That's all fun. Lifeline's Olympus POI had some teasers on it too, and there's definitely some hints in this season's quest from Seer. So yeah, and then yeah, if you remember earlier in the season, we kind of talked about this, and there was some really cool kind of little mini videos calling out Seer and talking from Seer's POV. So check it out. It's another level of immersion to this game that we love. And also yeah, it says a new home. So I think they're moving the Apex games there for another map, which would be map 5. I mean, how crazy is that, dude?
I know. And the fact that they have all these maps like relatively balanced is pretty good too.
It's wild. I mean, yeah.
Big freaking maps, dude.
People have opinions, and they like everybody picks a map to hate, I feel like. But like that's just how it is. Like there's a pretty even amount of people liking all the maps, cuz like I did not like Stormpoint at first, but there seems to be a lot of people that enjoy it. And it's been a decent map for competition. You know what I mean?
Right. And I don't know how many maps is in the other battle royales, but I feel like Apex is like among the most. Maybe I think it could be completely wrong.
Hot take.
Many other BRs.
But I'm fairly sure this is factual. Or at least timeline. The timeline is correct. I don't know if they were thinking about it before Apex did, but Apex came out with a second map significantly before Fortnite did. That's what I was under the impression of. If I'm wrong and you're very upset about it, let me know in the Discord. We could talk about
it. I believe
it.
You're right. I believe when the second map came out for Apex, like not long after Fortnite did, I think they had kind of had it in the works. And then
I'm sure they did. That's why I said like technically Apex did it first, but I'm sure like they both have been planning long term to do that.
Right. And Apex beat them to the punch, which is kind of funny. I remember us talking about that.
Yeah. Now, and yeah, actually in the one of the more recent teasers from Octane is a picture of his desk, and there's a little note on there, and it kind of appears that he's asking to be for his town takeover to be moved there, which should be interesting because that's the best part of Kings Canyon. Fight me. Now, so Cleo is Boreas's moon, and part of it was destroyed by Meteor. And Chicum is a city on Boreas where Seer is from.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, it does seem like Fortnite has three maps in the Battle Royale mode. And they did change them a lot more, it seems like, than Apex. Like, they make map changes a shit ton and all. And then there's one Party Royale map. So, yeah, Apex is beating them. Although I think that Call of Duty might have more. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar, frankly.
All right, so moving on. We have a new top end legend in town. So in the first official action of the 30 year of Apex Global Series, some familiar names dominated the headlines. Year 2 Pro League mainstays Esports Arena and Les Cités de France officially punched their tickets into the new season's Pro League in North America and Europe, Middle East, Asia, or Middle East and Africa, respectively. So the names that won the first preseason qualifier for LGS Year 3 were familiar. The play didn't really resemble Year 2 of the event at all. So after years of a meta defined by defensive characters like Gibby and Caustic and all that, their ability to hold down positions and enable teams time to reset, the first preseason qualifier showed off just how far pro play has shifted, even from the ALGS championship a few months ago. So a little while ago, you would have seen Gibby, Caustic, Newcastle's, Watson's, you know, dominating pro lobbies. The meta has gone completely in a new direction. There's just not many defensive characters to speak of. Now, Seer dominates the pro ranks with his abilities to detect enemies through walls and all that, thanks to his passive. And his ultimate showcases all the enemy movements and his tactical canceling heals and revives. So alongside Seer, most teams have opted for legends with high engage and damage potential, like Horizon. Horizon is incredibly popular right now.
Which is interesting, because I think last episode we were just talking about the nerfs to her, but I mean, it just goes to show the power of Horizon kind of getting through all that still.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, they nerfed Seer a bit too, didn't they?
I would believe it. I'm not 100% sure how. I can't quite remember.
I think they nerfed the range of his tactical, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Maybe the startup time. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember, you know, from one episode to the next sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
The only one that seems to kind of stay in the same place, though, is Valk. Because of her ultimate, it's still extremely good. One of the best ultimates in the game, if not the best.
Yeah.
Be sure to see one of our previous episodes of our ultimate tier list where we talk about that. But in the North America side of things, they've opted for the popular Valk, Seer, and Horizon composition on both World's Edge and Stormpoint. A team that many North American fans think should have been invited straight to the Pro League proved why so many hold them in high regard with such dominant performances, particularly on World's Edge. The team managed to stave off a late challenge on Stormpoint from a free agent squad slept on and hold on to the lead for the win in the automatic Pro League berth. So outside of team comp, this was also the ALGS debut for Capra. So this guy's only 16 years old.
Jeez,
man. It's the first year he's allowed to play in ALGS because there is an age limit. And he is a mouse and keyboard player. Seems to be settling in nicely as a consistent fragger for ESA. And he finished the preseason qualifier with 16 total kills, good for third most in the finals lobby. EMEA, good lord, I'm having such trouble reading this off. LCDF were unafraid to mix things up and run some off-kilter compositions on their way to victory. While the Valk, Seer, and Horizon comp was really popular across the pond, there were several teams using defensive legends again, like Watson and Newcastle. Accordingly, LCDF brought out a fuse pick on both maps, ignoring Valk completely. But the team lost in their rotational ability, they gained in firepower, and despite the team comp giving them some up-and-down placements throughout the day, they picked up two big game wins and secured a bunch of kills in every single game of the finals lobby. Those points were vital as LCDF managed to win the final and a Pro League spot just by 1 point over former TSM coach G-Dolphin and a squad to be decided. Taking advantage of the circles that pulled away from buildings that left Watson interception pylons vulnerable, LCDF created enormous pressure on enemy squads with fuses, knuckle clusters, grenades, Horizon's black hole, and everything else. From there, it was just a matter of whether the enemy team preferred to die to the grenades or die from being flushed out in the open, becoming easy pickings for the French team. So as fewer Pro League spots become available and more teams face all or nothing pushes for wins in these preseason quals, fans can expect more squads to adopt damage heavy comps and riskier play, which is kind of what they want, right? You know, this is better for what we see, you know, better for spectating.
Yes, yeah, it's better TV. That's all it is. Like, that's the great meta that we want.
Right. And, you know, that's good. You know, that's good for esports and everything. Now, if one thing is certain about the state of pro play in Apex in year three, it's that the Furia effect is real. Teams are betting on taking fights, getting kills, and aggro play over passive position holding to grab wins. So with all that said, we want to have a conversation about the current pick rate of legends in Apex. So, Matt, what are these legends pick rates kind of looking like now? Are they kind of what we expected, or are they completely different from anything we've seen so far?
So actually, what I wanted to talk about originally, I've probably shilled a little bit for them over the years, whatever, you know, they're great. Not over the years, but in the past, like maybe 6 or 8 months. Apex Legends status is wonderful. They have quite good stats. They do warn when the sample base is small that it's not going to be as accurate. Their legend popularity rate is based on 14.9 million players in the API database that they use. However, yeah, there's not nearly as many masters and pred players on them. However, if I filter by that up on the top, and they do have a little disclaimer that pops up. This includes pubs, and in the early season, there are more players in arenas than BR in higher ranks. And so, okay, actually, yeah, so we'll get to that later. They actually say specifically, this is, you know, not quite as accurate as they'd like, and they actually show a meta page, which shows top players' win rates and pick rates, and by legend. So, basically, when you go to Masters, we're going to start with Masters. Horizon is a 25.8% pick rate. Right. Now, that's only Masters and Preds, but that's like shattering, because I don't think we've had anyone above like 20% before. Well, at least in the normal ratings. Second is
in the current any ratings, I feel like we should say, in the current ratings across the board, Octane's still at the top with like 11.6% pick rate, Pathfinder with 9.7, and Wraith at 9.6. So there is a clear and distinct difference in between all lobbies and masters and pred lobbies.
Yeah, and it is actually going to go through those in a sec. But basically, Horizon is at 26%. Pathfinder is almost at 16%. Seer's at 10%. Wraith is at 8.2%. Valk 7.6. Bang 6.9. That's a fairly high popularity for Bang, actually. Right. Octane at 5.6. 5.6, bro. And Bloodhound at 5.2. Everyone else is at 2 to 1%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 legends are at or below 2% pick rate.
Right. And actually, Revenant is at the very bottom, along with Fuse, both at 0.3% pick rate. Mirage in fourth place above Rampart at 0.5 and 0.4%. Yeah. And Caustic and Crypto above them at 0.5 and 0.7.
Watson's at 0.9. And then only at Ash do you start to hit 1% pick rate.
Right.
And then, Loba is the only one above 1%.
Right. Now, if you go over to the meta page, however.
Yeah,
things do look a little bit different.
Yeah. So, and this goes by three categories, this leaderboard in BR. So, they go by three categories, win rate, pick rate, and total games. So, rank one, and I think it's just an average of all three numbers, is Horizon.
And I believe they are ordered by pick rate, actually.
So they're calculating it from all ranked games played by the top 100 Apex Predators in BR on each platform, making a total of 300 players. This is the same thing as Arena Statistics. In addition, the games from Apex Predators that are not in the top 100 may be included, but we are not recording all of them. The numbers, So the data pool is low. So anyway, Yeah, so Horizon, 44.9% win rate, 28.2% pick rate in the top 100, and then 40, almost 41,000 games. Second place is Seer with a 47% win rate, 16% pick rate, and 23,000 games, almost 23.5. And then Pathy, so the same top three.
In different order.
The same top three in different order, which is crazy. And then it's Valk, Bloodhound, and then Wraith, Octane, Loba, Cheese. So it's so wild.
Yeah, Bangalore's still up there, number six. No, just below Bloodhound.
Along the top, wow. So the top 100, it's, yes. Yeah, so obviously, like, damn. You're right, though. It might be by pick rate. But yeah, it's 28%, 16%, 15%. And then after the top three, it's all under 10%. 9, right. Low Valk, 8, Bloodhound, 6, Bangalore, 4, Wraith, 2.7% Octane. Damn. 2% Loba. Sheesh. That's crazy.
Right. And these win rates are interesting, too, because they consider a game as a win if they go positive on their RP. It's considered a loss, which makes sense. And actually, Gibraltar, all the way down at the 1% pick rate, has the highest win rate by 0.1%. Granted, that's only 1,400 games that he was actually in, so these are probably old Gibraltar players that have been, you know, they've been maining him for a while. But then Seer is right below him at 47.2, just 0.1% below him. And Seer is a much newer character, so people are really figuring out how to use Seer, it seems like. This is much bigger sample size, too, which speaks to Seer's power right now. Yeah, I think the more that pros really practice and get good with Seer, the better he'll be. Also, my poor man Caustic down at the very bottom with a 0.1% pick rate.
Bottom of the barrel, or is games. That too on the nose?
Honestly,
the Caustic barrel.
Watson right above him. Both of them with just abysmal pick rates. However, I didn't realize, they actually have a higher win rate. Win rate with crypto is 74%, 79% for Watson, and 66% with Caustic.
77% with Revenant. Got some sweaty Revenant mains out there. Ooh. Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at arenas. Yeah, we're looking at arenas, but 80% for Newcastle and Gibby. Can you imagine having agents in arenas?
Right.
A win is a win, I believe. I don't think there's like coming out positive, you know?
Right, right.
So that's crazy.
So some interesting stats there. Just such a stark difference between Masters level play and like the play as a whole. And then if you look at like gold, which is kind of middle of the road, right? Then it changes to Pathfinder, Horizon, and Wraith at the top, with 11 and 10%, respectively.
It does show the influence, though, because if you look, Horizon's getting more popular in bronze. Horizon is like fifth place, and it's probably because she's just getting popular in the culture. And then silver, she goes up to fourth place, and then gold. Second place, platinum, first place, diamond, stronger first place. So,
right. So Horizon is definitely stronger with higher level players for sure. And part of that, too, you can attribute that to meta, right?
The top row is the same.
Yeah,
pretty much, except for once you get down to silver and bronze. But yeah, for gold and above, the top row is the same.
Yeah. So my advice to you would be, and this is the same advice we gave to Overwatch players, the meta is not gospel, as we used to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can. Well, there's another option besides rank. TTV.
Oh yeah.
Listen, people out in listener land, what do you think the top pick for sweaty TTVs is? It's not Wraith.
TTV race, now it's become sweaty TTV
Octanes.
Yeah,
second place Wraith is Octanes 13.5%, Wraith is 13.3%.
Going to be running some bald-headed octanes now.
So fun fact that I really, truly, deeply enjoy, and this could just be the time of the season it is, but the average sweaty Wraith main, or sweaty Wraith CTV, is gold 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh, that's no.
Stunning. The main, though, is lower rank level gold. But then the Pathfinder, I feel like Pathfinder requires a little bit more skill to smartly use his tactical.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably highest level of skill, just because it's like some fancy mobility. Remember the old videos of seeing people doing circles, doing loop-de-loops with their grappling hook permanently around a crypto drone?
Right, right.
Remember the things you could do with a crypto drone?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, you used to be able to stick an Arc Star or 3 to a crypto drone and then fly it into a building.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
So really interesting here that this filters any player with TTV in their name.
Yeah.
And I find it fucking hilarious. Like, on average, most of them are like gold 4, gold 2, gold 3, gold 3. And then there's like a couple of plat 3s and all in there for overall average player rank. The yeah. average TTB revenant is silver 1. if you have TTB in your names, like, no offense, but I always thought that was stupid and try hard, and like, I hate it.
But it makes sense, like, you know, like
it does. Like, if you're like a big streamer or something like that, sure, you know, like start a new account with TTB in your name. But if you're like a beginner, you know, and
well,
like,
but so to be fair, I in Apex and Hunt, the games I probably play the most right now, if somebody has a TTB, the thing is, every time somebody has a TTB in their name, I feel like, if I kill them or get killed by them, I look them up and right. They're never live. It feels like they're never live, and it stinks because I want to like rage in their chat, you know, or like compliment them or something. Probably.
Right.
I'm polite. I want you to know I'm not like, I don't go crazy, but I will be a little salty sometimes.
Right. Like if they hit a fucking clip on you or something like that, then like at least be live at the very least. You're not live. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I just feel like you have to earn the right to put TTV in your name a little bit. Like, I would never.
Oh, I would never either. But, you know, like, it's a valuable tool because it gets more people on your stream that might not otherwise. Yeah,
I guess I shouldn't bitch about it too much. You know, what we do is media and stuff, and, like, we do our... But I don't have, like, podcasts, Nerf Kinder Please, in my fucking...
Dropping Spicy like Senpai. That'd be actually a really funny
name. Honestly, that's a lit name.
Yeah, damn. Missed opportunity.
We're going to get canceled by all the TTV bald-headed Wraith mains now.
Oh, man. Oh, no. What'll I do?
If you have TTV in your name, however, you can find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons to rage in our chat every game night.
Yeah, or
you can
join
mash.gg/discord to rage us.
If you want to rage on our Twitch, it's Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time till about 11 or 12. Come show us how get good we need to do, how much getting good we need to try. And
to name this episode TTV Dropping Spicy.
Yeah. Dropping Spicy .TTV.
Yeah.
.YT. but yeah, so it's interesting. And actually, all the average plat horizon, their average horizon is a plat 3. So
Right. And I do feel like Horizon is a bit of a higher skill cap character. You know what I mean?
For yeah. If you're not character. Good, you just get lasered out of the sky when you're right. doing your hover thing. Ooh, excuse me. So I was going to say, poor Caustic, man. It's just not right.
Poor it's guy. Not. Look how they massacred my boy. And then they keep nerfing him. I'm so mad about it.
To be fair.
I'm never going to not be mad about it.
Some people are just really sick with Caustic. And like, that's just how it be. So, yeah. What is that? So, okay, so they have a pick rate by date. So, they started capturing pick rate at the beginning of season 13, 2022, the 5th of June, May. They started doing it in the 12th of May. It's about season 3. So, back then, Wraith was the most popular. And then season 14, what was most popular? Octane. And then Octane took shit. And then Octane got really popular again. Or I'm sorry. Octane took a shit, and then Horizon got really popular. Horizon shot up from like 5% to like, oh, wait, what green is that? Crypto? I'm sorry, I'm butchering this. But anyway, yeah, like just out of nowhere.
That's all right. So, yeah, if you guys want to go check that out, check out what we're looking at. ApexLegendStatus.com, and they have, what is this under?
All the stats you can think of, but this is under game stats, legend pick rates.
Right. And you can apply all these modifiers and filters and things like that. We're gonna have more discussions on this, because now that we know how to kind of use this tool a little bit more,
yeah.
Talking about meta and things like that will be a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe like after ALGS wraps up this split, or this newest ALGS thing. Yeah, so it's interesting, the effect. I know I've had some salt and some compliments for Furia and their wild play style, but it would be pretty interesting if the play style that they brought into all of this, which is that fast and aggressive and just really, really combat oriented, not defensive gameplay meta, you know, sticks around through this whole ALGS season as the most effective and most popular style, or if it turns out to be just some really good RNG mixed with obviously the highest level of skill, because they're all, you know, professional Apex Legends players.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right. And moving into our question of the week, this is going to be a little bit of a short one, but that's fine. You know, we're in the full swing of Halloween and all that. And, you know, there's not much update. We already talked about most of it.
Actually, one last thing. I did want to cover the Apex Legends. The next season is coming up. Just wanted to cover that. And then, remember to keep finishing up your ranked grind, everyone, because you've got just about 3 weeks left in the season. It's a reality check. Because I was like, no way. But yeah, November 1, new season.
Oh man, is it coming up that soon?
Yeah, it's that soon. It's right after Halloween. So yeah, that's wild.
Sheesh.
A lot of, based on math of the normal, like, was it every other season we get a map, and then every other season after that we get a legend, I think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong with the timeline, but I did the math, and other people have done the math too. And basically, we're probably going to get a new legend. So, you know, we don't do leaks or nothing. We're not going to talk about who that is. If you really want to see leaks, you'll find it. If you don't, you won't. You'll find out when the rest of us do. But yeah, that's really
we really don't like covering leaks here.
Yeah, we don't.
So, yeah. But it does. If we're going by history, probably going to be a new legend. And I have actually been lucky enough to avoid any and all leaks, so I have no fucking clue. I think you mentioned that you had seen a leak or something like that. So sorry, Matt. But please don't spoil it for me.
I won't. And it's crazy because like, it seems like we're getting a new map and a new legend, which is weird. So I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah, because the teaser for the map too. So like, they're going hard. We'll have a lot to talk about coming up.
Yeah, and I mean, who knows? We'll see if we're wrong. You know, I definitely am certain we're getting a new map. You know, that's extremely heavily teased. We've been talking about that for weeks. So, yeah, but if we get a new legend, that'd be cool. But yeah, so question of the week for everyone.
Hold up. Yeah. So last week's question of the week was, what's your favorite Apex Halloween skin of all time and why? And we did get quite a few responses from this, didn't we?
Yeah.
So Matt, you want to read off a few of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pumpkin Head Bloodhound skin. Absolutely sicko mode looking. And they're actually going to be in the store coming up soon.
And then we got a response from Beezus Buzzus. From a squad benefit standpoint, I really love... Wait, that is a ultimate.
Yeah, that's the wrong one. Vampire Crypto, Agent 10132 says, Vampire Crypto is mine. Hurdle3K says, not sure of the name of the skins, but I love the Killer Clown Caustic. I think, personally, my favorite. And the Frankenstein Gibby skins. The recolors of those are bussin' as well.
They really are.
Pumpkinhead Bloodhound, also solid. Killer Clown can be used year-round, so if I had to pick only one, that would be mine. That's what he says.
Yeah. Killer Clown one is good. Although I'd still use the Pumpkinhead year-round, like, kind of Headless Horseman thing going on. It's a really great skin.
Yeah, that's fair. And then all of these, remember, have really cool recolors, or almost all of them.
Right. I love fucking Django's answer. It says, what if I didn't have an answer? And Agent replies, then default skin, scrub.
Yeah.
And then Django replies, so I'll say this. First, I am incapable, spelled incorrectly, of really picking favorites.
Oh, you gotta throw him under the bus there.
Yeah. Second, I don't have any Halloween skins. Third, I have no answer. Fourth, I have no face, if you get that reference. And he says, conclusion with an anime girl meme, says, looks like a fine time to commit some war crimes. What the fuck, Django?
He spent too long on the internet.
He really is. He's fully plugged in.
Not as much as that anime girl. No, anyway, so moving on. So yeah, I was gonna do kind of like a throwback. Actually, on the 18th, not trying to like plug you all to buy more skins, but just like letting you know that they're all coming back between the 18th and the 1st of 18th of October to the 1st of November. Kind of like the greatest hits. We covered this last week, but I'll go over it one more time. So we got this sweet there's the Witch Wraith, and there's the two recolors. There's the normal one, and then there's the one where she looks like the Wicked Witch of the West. She's got the green skin. Yeah. There's the Wicked Harvest bundle for Bloodhound, and there's just like a normal, like a scarecrow pumpkin head wearing scarecrow clothes, and then there's like a creepy, like red and black one. There's a Muerta Rapida Octane, and that's like I think one of the Day of the Dead designs, Sweet Dreams bundle. And there's the obviously the Killer Clown, and then the creepy like zombie Killer Clown, Dread Navigator, like Dread Pirate, but with steampunk stuff, cause glowy eyed Bloodhound, you know?
Yeah.
There's another one that's a play on a more recent event, you know, the Rise of the Bloodbot banner and all that cool stuff.
Yeah.
I guess I'll stick with the greatest hits ones. Midnight Cypher bonus bundle. And it claims, according to EA's post, that all of these two legendary skin and one to two legendary gun skin packs are going to be 2,150 credits or Apex coins. That seems to be like half of their usual price. So I don't know if that's going to be right, but it sure would be cool.
Be cool if it was.
Right. And yeah, so the Midnight Cypher crypto, you know, typical like vampire with like the ruffled white shirt and the cloak with the red velvet on the inside and the black on the outside. And yeah, so that's awesome. And let me see. So then we got the Old Town Mirage, which is just Mirage dressed up as Woody from Toy Story. In two different designs. Born in Blood, Gibby, Gibraltar. There's like a normal looking kind of Frankenstein dealio, and then another one that's like his skin is red and he's got black tiger stripes and like gold armor and stuff, which is crazy. Necro Nightmare, Revenant, that's looks like a wolf, like a werewolf kind of deal. The Synthesis Chamber Caustic, which is a reference to like a really old video game, I think.
Yeah.
He's a mad scientist, like a little dude in his stomach controlling him. And then the La Katrina Bangalore that has like a bunch of Day of the Dead designs. And then another Dread Captain Fuse.
Yeah. I mean, these Halloween skins, they're my favorites, man.
Like, Crypto is one of the best ones. It's just I don't play Crypto, really.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, honestly, you could pick any one of them. Yeah. If I had to pick my favorite, like, design overall, I really, really love Pumpkinhead.
It's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, and that's for Bloodhound, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love that design. Even, I'm not a huge fan of the Killer Clown Caustic. It's a good skin, but I don't particularly care for it, you know? Just, I don't have anything against clowns or anything. No, not even that. I'm not afraid of clowns or anything like that. It's just kind
of
like...
It's just what someone who's afraid of clowns would say.
Yeah. That's just not my cup of tea, honestly.
No, I get you. I don't know. You know, can't account for taste, right?
And I'm a caustic guy. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
I just feel like they could have done something cooler with Caustic's whole, like, shtick, you know?
I guess. I mean, it really fits. Because, like, he's kind of a stocky build dude. And, like, clowns kind of have, like, a stocky build for some reason, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, like a swole-ass clown.
What would you have him be then? What would like the iconic Caustic be? So mad scientist, the
iconic Caustic,
kind of a cop out, but
I mean, like mad scientist is a good one. You know, he could have some cool shit going on with that. You know, he could be like a like not a Nazi, but like suggest it. You know what I mean? Like a military,
oh my God.
Like
uniform, have him be Dr. Mengele. Oh my God.
Yeah, that would be in terrible taste.
Well, and I don't, there's no. Yeah. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Yeah. But like, also like there's no way to do that without making it extremely like bad. Right. So yeah. Like,
yeah. How do we give war crimes a costume?
Yeah. I don't know. Bloody mad scientist. Yikes. Anyway. So on that happy note, I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough one. Which I have actually, with that, actually, we're going to go into our next week's question of the week.
Or rather, this week's.
Or this week's. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm all like turned around.
Turned on more like.
Oh, you bet. Seeing all that. You talking dirty to me like that. No. This is a two-parter this week. Who literally jumped because they got jump scared by zombies or little ghosty things or spiders in the recent Shadow Royale mode? Then
I forgot they were in there. They get me every year.
Yeah. The first one I kind of jumped a little bit, but y'all tell us your stories. And I'm actually hijacking this. So which new legends do you think deserve a sick Halloween skin? And what do you think it should be?
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. We can change that for sure. Originally, it was going to be, what is your opinion of TTV players? But
I was like, that might be really bad. Or like everyone's just going,
How many TTVs do we have in our fan base?
Like a lot of them.
Yeah.
So anyway.
No shade to you. As much as we share Twitch streams and stuff in our community, like y'all can fuck off. We LB more than anything. But yeah, I think that's a good question. And we'll put that in our question of the week. Personally, I think everybody should have Halloween skins.
Because, honestly,
fuck you.
Oh, you were talking about Mad Scientist. I'm like, I mean, isn't that like the most easy cop out one for Horizon there is? Like, honestly, why doesn't she already have a lab coat skin? Like, seriously, right? It's crazy.
Honestly.
If you haven't noticed yet, we've slightly mixed up the format. So we're going to hit you with the clip of the week right quick. So congratulations to Bazooka Joe for killing it with smart plays and not overextending. Don't get horny. He's fighting from a building on Stormpoint. Another team is coming up from another building and pushing and coming up a hill. And he's peeking windows in the door. He's got at least one teammate. They didn't seem to be doing terribly much. But yeah, he's peeking. He got a laser on one of the enemies and knocked them. And what did he do? He had almost all his health, but he hit a bat and full healed and then resumed the fight. He did not leave Roy Jenkins out there and lose the fight by making a silly push. There was also many ultimates scattered. There was a fuse ult on the ground and then like something else coming down, I think. So yeah, dude came in back inside, hit a bat. He started pinking at the other two people. And he stayed on top of his healing and killed the second person. And then, okay, it's time to push. There's one left. Let's go, boys. Let's charge it off. And what does this man's whip out? He whips out a Mastiff, and he's a Gibby, and he bubble danced with the last person masterfully, not taking a single hit. And then right at the end, boom, right in the head for like 70-something damage for the kill. Crazy
that was a
fight.
Nasty Mastiff shot to finish and that. I mean,
not done. He's bubble dancing, bops the guy in the head and says night night and walks off.
Oh, I didn't hear the audio.
Yeah. That was like the last thing he said right before it cut off. Like night night. I was like, yes.
It's so gangster.
I know, dude. Some games have like remember PUBG? Yeah, imagine me like night night. Like all smug and like goofy after you kill someone. Like, oh, so good. Oh, so good. And it's not even toxic. Like, that's the beautiful thing. Like, it's like a killer mic drop move after you win a fight. And it's like very satisfying and not even toxic. Like, if everyone did that, their lives would be so much better.
Right. God, I wish we had proximity chat.
So submit your juicy Apex clips in the Dropping Spicy Clips of the Week channel on Discord. Check out our Clips of the Week on Instagram at instagram.com/droppingspicy.
So first off, we'd like to thank our latest stream followers, Bushido Borica, I guess, The Ultimate WPN, Green Coffee 71, Tonio 904 CP, Josefa Roth, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Braxton Ave, or Braxton Avenue, I guess, if you're going to do that a long way. T Lake Omega VV Weapon, or V Weapon. Oh, wait, no, it's just two Vs to make a W for Omega Weapon. shut up. Gagillion, G Gillion, capital G Gillion 70, I guess. And JD Wall 11, JDA Wall 11. Oh, fucking, what is it? You gamer tags, just make a word, just type a word. Damn. Thank you, as always, to all our patrons. I know these names by heart. Adam Bomb, Bullseye Benson, Crazy 1813, Sav Samurai 29, Whiskey Sticks, Raw Death 21, and Jerrica Tempest. You know, some good, nice, easy to read names here. And let's wrap things up. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dropping Spicy, and you can follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network. Catch our live stream of game night every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. TTV Driving Spicy, as always. Where can we find you on social media, Matt?
You can catch me on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. You can catch me as you can catch me on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram as 3XOMATT. You can catch me on Discord and most game launchers as EXOMATT.
Alrighty. And you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Steam, Origin, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere else at NerfKinderPlease. That's NERFKINDERPLS. Please join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord. That's mash.gg/Discord, where you can send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, compete in community tournaments, submit your clips of the week, be featured on social channels, or just find like-minded people to play with at pretty much any time of the day and across the world. Don't forget to share the show with others and rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But if you want the direct link to the show, the RSS feed, and all of the other shows, you can find those at mashthosebuttons.com. That's the fastest way to get hold of our content. You can also visit mtb.gg/support, see all the ways you can support Mash Those Buttons, including our merch store at merch.mash.gg. That is merch.mash.gg. Our merch store is completely and fully live, and we have some really nice shirts and stuff. definitely like to see you guys getting hold of those while they're available. We also have a Humble Bundle affiliate link and a PayPal one-time donation button. If you'd like to take your support even further, you can do that by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/smashthosebuttons. You can support this show by joining the Dropping Spicy membership at $1.25 per episode or $5 per month, or you can do a general support tier available at just $2 a month. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network, and that's going to be it from us here at Dropping Spicy, boys and girls.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.